This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Welcome once again to today's broadcast of the Invisible War radio program. We're so glad you could join us on this holiday weekend. We're continuing the teaching from Dr. Randall on a very important topic that's based on his new book called Lies That Kill. If you've missed any of the programs along the way, you'll want to go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button, and from there you can navigate through all of the programs from The Invisible War. This will be especially helpful so you can stay up to speed with all of the material we go through. So check the programs out at theinvisiblewar.org. Rob, it's great to have you back with us today, and we're in the fourth week of this pretty sensitive topic. Why don't you take a moment to get us caught up before we launch out into today's section?
What a beautiful day the Lord has given us to study the eternal matters of heaven. This radio program is dedicated to the truth that the eternal things of God are the invisible things. That's what Paul says. The things that are temporal are that which we see. The things that are eternal are those that we do not see, the invisible. And we call it the invisible war. We believe that there is a battle going on in the heavens and upon the earth. And the battle is about dominion. Now, that's a key word. It's a big word, but it's a key word to understand. There are two kingdoms, the Bible says, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of God's beloved Son. When someone comes to Christ as Savior, they are delivered out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. We find that in the book of Colossians. We want everyone who's listening today, I know this is a holiday weekend and we welcome you, wherever you are, maybe traveling today or at home or wherever you are in this holiday weekend, we welcome you to the Invisible War radio program. We believe when Jesus died at Calvary and rose from the dead, the Bible says because he humbled himself even unto death, the death of the cross, Philippians 2 says that God gave him a name which is above every name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He conquered sin, he conquered death and the grave, and he conquered demons. He conquered Satan and the fallen angels that followed Satan, Lucifer, in the coup d'etat in the heavens, Isaiah 14. He conquered them. And Christ's name is above all names. Now, I want you to hear me today. They are defeated. Demons are defeated. I don't care how powerful they are. I don't care what authority they've been given. I don't care from the highest rank to the lowest rank. They are defeated in the presence of Christ. When they are confronted with the presence of Almighty God through the Lord Jesus and the work of Calvary, they have to bow. They don't like it. They're doomed. They're damned. They know it. But they have to bow. They might resist, but not long. They have to bow. The fact is, Jesus is Lord. I want you to know Jesus is Lord. That's not a religious statement. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord of all. The Bible says that one day he will come and stand on the Mount of Olives, and it will split. And there will be a great earthquake. He will walk through the eastern gate of the old city of Jerusalem. You can see a picture of it today, and it's all bricked up. One of these days, he will come on a white steed, not on a fold of a colt like he did before, not a donkey, but a white steed. And on his vesture, that's the word the Bible uses, is his name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Bible tells us of a time when he will rule from Jerusalem as King of Kings and Lord of Lords over not just Jerusalem, over the whole earth. And how we long for the coming of the Lord, how we long for that day. But do not be deceived, my friend. Jesus is ruling as King of Kings and Lord of Lords right now. Right now. He is simply looking for those who will trust him, who will come to the end of themselves, who will humble themselves. God resists the proud, but he gives his gifts, his grace to the humble. And so we come to you on the invisible war with the prayer that this day all of us would come to the end of ourselves and receive this supernatural work of Almighty God within us, that the supernatural work of Almighty God might be done through us in these days. Would you join me in prayer? As we study this most critical subject in the chapter of Lies That Kill, all I need to do is get back in church. Everything will be okay. I just need to get back in church. We need the leadership of Holy Spirit. These are very sensitive matters, and we need the direction. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. So let's pray together now. Would you join me in prayer? Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for being our guide into all truth. Give us the courage to follow you, to listen to you, to respond to what you teach us. Lord, it is our desire to be free, to be as free as you want us to be as free as you bought for us at Calvary. That is our desire. So help us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Once again, let me remind you to get your copy of Rob's new book, Lies That Kill, by going to our website. Just follow the prompts and your copy will be mailed out quickly. Dr. Randall, this has been a very helpful and informative series we've been going through over the last several months. And the topic we're covering today is continuing in the counterfeits that the enemy likes to throw at us to get us off track. And this is an easy one for him because it happens right where most of us live.
As we study these counterfeit religious systems, so cloaked, so easily believed, so wrapped up in our religious traditions, please hear me. As I have dealt in the battles of spiritual warfare, I have come to understand that the most vicious demons that I have run into are religious demons. Just think, what a better cover could a demon have than religion? What a better cover could a demon have than a religious church, a religious tradition, a religious ritual? What better cover could he have to steal the worship of the one true and living God? We've talked about the false religious system of music. I'm a musician. I love music. But I want you to know there is a carefully crafted system, a carefully crafted group of demons tied to music. That's right. I know of a young man who was offered a deal from Satan that he could sing the gospel. And the Satan would allow him to be wealthy and famous. He would be well known in Nashville. All he had to do is do it in Satan's power. He could sing about the cross. He could sing about Jesus. He just had to do it in the power of Satan, not in Holy Spirit power. How deceptive is that? How mean is that? We're talking about Satan here, folks. Please hear me. It's not about the words. It's not about the style of music. Don't hear what I'm not saying. It's not about traditional or contemporary style of worship, as so many churches have entered into that battle. It's not about that. It's about the Spirit of Christ. It's about bowing to the Lord. It is about allowing the Lord to come and lead us into worship in a communion, a sweet, blessed communion with Him as we thank Him for what He does. May I say to you, so often our worship is not worship because it's been so long we've seen him do anything. How can we thank him for his work if we haven't seen his work? Worship is a Eucharist. It is thanksgiving. We've looked at the false religious system of prayer, how often our prayer meetings are only about what we want instead of listening to what God wants. How often our prayer meetings are about our time and our agendas and our desires instead of letting Holy Spirit take over the prayer meeting. Satan doesn't care if we pray, just so long as Holy Spirit's not in charge. We've looked at the false religious system of preaching. I'm a preacher. I delight in great preaching. I delight in the delivery of sermons. I have to tell you, one of the great joys of my life, one of the greatest fulfillments of my life is being able to deliver the message of God. I love preaching. I love preachers. I love great preachers. I love great preaching. But hear me, preaching must not be the center of our worship. Jesus must be the center of our worship. It must be not just about him. It must be him. We must not just talk about him. We must welcome him. We must welcome him to do what he does. He saves, he heals, and he delivers. And we come to this next counterfeit religious system. Please hear it with your heart. I've seen it so often, used by the enemy to destroy ministers and ministries and churches. And that is the false religious system of compliance and compromise for the sake of unity. Today, we see a spiritually sick and compromised church as a result of an epidemic of placating our fleshly desires. How often have the folks in the church compromised the purposes of God so as not to offend anyone? I call it a Rodney King type of religion. One that says, can't we just get along? The answer is no. We must never try just to get along at the expense of the work of Christ. We must decide, are we going to please men or are we going to please God? Listen to the words of Holy Spirit given to us in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. Now I want to ask you today, is that still true? Is that true today? Is that true in your church? And notice what Peter said in Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Peter and the apostles answered and said, we must obey God rather than man. At the instant the thought of compromise arises, a red flag of danger ought to rise within our spirit. Through accommodation and compromise of the work of the Spirit of God in and through the church, the enemy so often accomplishes his murderous work. Yes, and there's a false religious system of giving. Many times it seems the motivation for giving is nothing more than to ease our pain for one more week or season. The offering plates are passed as a regular ritual at the same time during the church service to which we are so familiar. Many believers have succumbed to the notion that since they are giving their offerings to the Lord, then they are no longer responsible for the misuse of those funds by the carnal leaders of the church. Please hear me. We are responsible to Christ to plant our spiritual seed into good soil. God expects us. He expects us to be responsible with what he has handed to us. New Testament giving is an act of obedience and sacrifice to God. Satan doesn't care how much we give as long as we don't give it unto the Lord. When we give to the Lord as he directs us, our gifts pass from this earthly kingdom into the hands of God, where they then are blessed and set apart for the purposes of heaven. Once our gifts are blessed by the hands of God, they become an instrument for the supernatural work of God. Luke chapter 9, verse 13 through 17. Many of our churches build magnificent buildings so it will look like spiritual things are happening, when in fact nothing of heaven is really happening. these edifices so often become monuments to our filthy spiritual and religious flesh. Yes, and there's a false religious system of leadership. Anyone who stands between you and your relationship with Christ is a false religious leader. No one has any more of Christ in them than you do as a child of God. Today's religious power brokers crave the large congregations and with them the large salaries, the biggest ads in the papers, the prominent names on the church marquees. They make sure that the people toe the line and obey the leadership no matter what. And if criticized, they are quick to rebuke others for, quote, touching the Lord's anointed, which, by the way, referred in the Old Testament to a government leader, a king, not a religious leader. As one reads the accounts of the survivors of the 1978 Jonestown Massacre, it is clear they never believed that to follow their religious leader, Jim Jones, would have led them to the untimely death of over 900 of their family members and friends. In the early days of People's Temple, Phil Kearns writes, and I quote, "Jones was a man who loved people. He was a man who cared about justice. He was a man who talked about faith and hope. It was all exhausting and quite bizarre, but a lot of good can come out of it. Certainly, there could be no harm." I end quote. Through the sacrifice of Christ, every believer now has direct access to God. The veil of the temple into the Holy of Holies has been torn by God. Matthew 27, verse 51. Through the sacrifice of Christ, every believer has now been given direct access to God. Leadership is important, but we must never allow those in leadership to take the place of the Lord Jesus. All clergy as well as laity alike are under the lordship of Christ. He is Lord. When leadership speaks for Christ, it must always, always, always be tested by Scripture. We must never allow anyone to take the ruling place of our lives except the Lord Jesus Christ. When we do, demons go to work. It must also be noted that God's name must never be used to justify our personal ambitious agendas. To attribute the works of our flesh to the works of Christ is to use God's name in vain. This is an extremely dangerous practice, and it is forbidden by God in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11. We are walking into dangerous territory when we say that God is at work, when in reality we may be using the work of the church as a platform for our own self-centered religious works. Even if the works of our religious flesh, the writer of Hebrews calls dead works, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, are dressed up in a traditional religious counterfeit cloak, they are still nothing more than lifeless works which the Holy Spirit will not and cannot use. However, the enemy of our souls exploits every dead work to advance his own kingdom's work, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Those of you that have followed the invisible war, especially in this particular chapter, as we have studied this most deceptive, crafted lie of the evil one, all I need to do is get back into church. Everything will be okay if I can just get back into church. Please hear my heart. You may need to get back in church, but far more important, you need to walk with Christ. You need to come to Him. It is in Christ you will find what you need, not necessarily in the local religious organization we call the church. Oh, please hear my heart. I love the church. I thank God for the church. I've given my life as a churchman. But we must never allow the religious organization and the religious trappings of the church keep us from walking with Jesus. Nothing is more dangerous than to think that we are walking with Christ when, in fact, it's just a religious tradition. I want to thank you for praying for me as we continue this most important study. If you've missed any program on this subject, go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button and you can navigate through all of these messages at your convenience, and they're free. So let me encourage you to do that so that you can continue to study in depth these most important matters, these eternal matters, the things of God that have the power to set us free from these most crafted lies of the enemy. We'll pick it up next time as we gather together right here on The Invisible War.
And we do look forward to having you join us again next week here on the program as we continue our study on this topic. Let me state again how much we depend on your financial support to be able to broadcast this program here on this station. So if you've been blessed by this ministry and have enjoyed the teaching by Dr. Randall, now would be a perfect time to get on board with your financial partnership. Please call us with your generous gift at 1-877-808-8886. That's 877-808-8886. You can also go to our website to make your contribution today, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Help us out by blessing this ministry in a financial way today. We're also grateful to our friends at Our Mission Travel for helping to sponsor today's program of The Invisible War.
As we have stated so often, what a privilege and honor it is to bring this message of The Invisible War to you week after week. We want to thank you for your prayers and your support. It is important for me to take just a moment to share my heart with you about your giving to this ministry. Give unto the Lord. Would you ask the Lord today what He would have you share in this work? I know these are tough times. They are for everyone. But that ought to give us more resolve to make certain that the work of Christ continues. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, please let us hear from you today. My father always said, "Son, trust the Lord, but tell the people." So we want to encourage you, as best I know how. The needs are great. The Lord will show you what they are. We just ask you to turn to Him and ask Him what He would have you give to this ministry today. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for praying. And thank you for the honor and privilege that you give us week after week to share the eternal matters concerning spiritual warfare on The Invisible War.
So please give what the Lord is telling you in your heart right now. Call us at 1-877-808-8886. That's toll free, 1-877-808-8886. Thank you for helping us to make an eternal difference for God's kingdom. Dr. Randall, we're learning so much from you on this very important subject and how we need to protect ourselves from these subtle but deadly attacks of the enemy. And there's a lot more to come in the weeks ahead. So as we're winding down in the program today, will you take a moment to pray with us as you do each week to encourage us and help us to follow Christ more confidently?
Would you join me in prayer? What a privilege we have today to turn our hearts to the Lord. Without question, the most holy thing that you will ever do in your life is prayer. Think of it. We get to cooperate with the things of heaven through prayer. Would you join me as we pray? Lord Jesus, thank you for this study. Thank you for the Invisible War program. Thank you, Lord, for those who have supported and continue to keep this program on the air week after week. Bless them. Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name that you would draw us close to you, all of us. We lift our families to you. We lift our children to you. Lord, we lift the prodigal children to you. We ask, Lord, wherever they are, that you would minister to them. Would you hem them in? Bring them to the end of themselves. Lord, I ask that you would give us the courage this day to humble ourselves before you, that your holy and eternal work of cleansing would take place in our hearts. And I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, if you prayed with me today, let me know. Would you email me through the website, theinvisiblewar.org? Or you can call me toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. I look forward to hearing from you. let me know how I can rejoice with what the Lord is doing in your heart and life, in your family, and let me know how I can pray and help you carry the burdens that you are trying to carry. As we pray together, as we join our hearts together in this wonderful ministry, we look forward to you joining us next time, right here on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.